Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Your voice is the orchestra of your heart. That's something that my voice coach said once, and I thought, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful and so true. And today we're going to be talking about how to use your voice to build your human design and astrology practice through audio reports. So a fun fact that may be interesting for you is that about 30% of the population are actually auditory learners. And I feel like we don't really think about that a lot. So many times we focus on visual learners. We're doing a workshop or a webinar and we're always wanting to get our slides in there so that all the visual people can get a hold of it. We think about the tactile learners who need to touch and feel things. But we often forget about the people who need to hear things to learn. So that's 30% of the population, and I am one of those people. Now, one of the human design hacks that you may or may not know is that individual and integration circuitry is auditory. So whenever you are dealing with someone with individual and or integration circuitry in their design, they have an auditory processing that helps them to learn. Not only their circuitry, but remember that you can look at the gate of their conscious sun as well to see if that is an individual gate. And that will mean that they have that whole circuitry living under the surface in them that makes them an acoustic learner. This is the case for me. I am someone who learns through an auditory process. I love nothing more than listening to a book on Audible. And if I really love the book or I want to keep track of it, I will buy the hard copy of the book as well. So think about how you could do this with your reports. Some people will buy the written reports, the PDF, the ebook style reports that you're creating. Others will purchase the audio reports that you're creating, and some people will buy both. So when people see something, it's said that they retain about 10% of the information that they have seen or read. But when they read it and hear it, that number increases to 30 to 40% of the thing that they have learned they will retain. That's not nothing. That's a huge piece of the puzzle here. Your voice is one of the best tools that you have to foster connection. And this is important now more than ever in the age of AI. I know that you know that. There are so many concerns over AI-generated content and how you are going to be able to stand out from the AI-generated content that's out there. The biggest way you're going to be able to stand out is, of course, video is one of the ways, but the other way is by using your voice. And people will automatically connect with you because your people will automatically connect with you because they will feel your tone. They will hear your enunciation of words. They will feel your energy in everything that you speak. That's really important. Another thing that's important is that people can listen on the go. We know that people are busy. Most podcast listeners are listening while they're cooking dinner, while they're driving, or while they're walking. They're not necessarily just sitting still and listening like they would if they had to read something. So when you deliver a written report to your ideal client, sure, it's great. It's amazing. And that's the only thing they can be doing at that time. They have to be eyes on that document, reading it. Whereas if you're in their ear, they can listen while they're doing other things. So the chances of them consuming that more than once are very, very high. And that's important because you know how it is when you hear something, maybe you've listened to a book or a sermon or a human design lesson or an astrology lesson, and you've listened to it and you've taken in everything. And then maybe 6 months down the road, you listen to it again and you think, oh my gosh, did they change the book? I didn't hear that the first time. It's the whole concept, I think, of when the student is ready, the teacher appears. But we will hear different things each time we listen. So it's a beautiful thing that your person can listen over and over again as they are doing other things. Your voice is the window to your soul. And your voice can be the enter point into your ideal client's soul. Some of the ways that you can use this audio report technology in bodygraph.com software is to record yourself reading a report that you already have. You don't have to go back to the drawing board and start from scratch if you don't want to. You can read one of your existing reports. You could create a new one if you wanted to. And I want to remind you that it doesn't need to be immense. It doesn't have to be that report that you have that is 1,000 pages long that covers every little nuance of someone's design. That doesn't have to be the thing you start with. You could start really small. I'm going to use them as the first paying touch point in my email sequence. I'm going to create a funnel through audio reports into my Content by Design course, which is my signature course. And I'm going to use the audio reports as a low bite offer in that process, probably a $27 offer in that email sequence. You know how I love selling in email sequences rather than just being promoting all of the time on social media and things. I just find if you can have the engine in the background with your sales system in place, it's magical. And audio reports are a no-brainer for that. So that's how I'm going to be using them. And I'm going to be solving a specific problem. How to use your human design for your messaging. Think about, actually, this is a side note, but I think it's important, so I'm going to talk about it here. Your lead magnet needs to lead into your offers. So many times, we've got lots of podcast episodes on The Pulse that walk you through how to create a lead magnet, what to consider when you're creating a lead magnet, but this is just a little plug for here, that each thing that you create should match the rest of your brand. So try to think about when you're creating your audio report, what actually serves my perfect fit client the most? What moves that person closer to working with me, but leaves a little bit of a gap so they still need more? Put it into your ecosystem. Create the thing that fits into your ecosystem, not just the thing that is easy because it's already done. And then when you're recording, think about using a conversational tone. I love audiobooks that you can tell it is the author who is reading them and they add little extras. They put little conversational things in or they'll say, okay, this isn't part of the written book, but I'm going to talk to you about it here because we're here together. So how can you be in your ideal client's ear conversing with them as you would a normal person? Because that's what they are and that's what you are, a normal person. Be a good human. And then remind them at the end, or even throughout, you could be reminding them how to go further with you. This does not have to be a huge sales pitch, but there is going to be a gap. You can't tell them everything that they need to know in a 10-minute audio report. So what's the next step for them? Why not give them a heads up for that while you're in their ear? I invite you to also think about the quality of your recording. Please do not sit on the freeway or have your dog barking in the background or kids rustling papers in the background. Make it good quality, because those same people with the individual and the integration circuitry who know that they are auditory learners, those little missteps of noise in the background, that's going to drive them crazy. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you can't stutter, but look at recording equipment. You don't need fancy equipment. I mean, a microphone, headphones, your laptop, or even your phone. A lot of times you can do it on your phone. But there are software systems that you can purchase for $20 a month or less for some. Descript is what we use for this podcast. There's Riverside. I'm sure there are lots more. And you can edit in the text in a lot of these software systems now. So that makes it really easy because you don't have to be really tech savvy to edit your recording. And the other thing that's nice about these two platforms that I have experimented with is that you can add studio sound. So even if your dog does bark or somebody comes to the door or something that happened to me one time, my earring was flipping against my headphone and I didn't realize that it was making a noise. You can edit that out with this software. Think about that, the experience for your listener when you're recording. And then please don't forget to promote your audio reports. You could be promoting them in your stories. You could be promoting them in your email sequences, on your website. After someone runs their human design chart would be a perfect time for them to grab an audio explanation of their chart. But dive in there. This technology exists. It is included in your bodygraph.com subscription. So you might as well be using it because it is one of the ways that you are just going to put yourself above the crowd by having these audio reports available.
Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.